Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to inspire others to be the best them they can be so that they can live their best lives and be that inspiration to others. So I am super excited to introduce Chris Judd. Now, Chris is the positivity powerhouse, a mindset and motivation coach helping busy, stressed out moms manage their mindset and learn how to motivate themselves. To support her coaching, she blogs, has a podcast, and runs a Facebook group, the Positivity Power Club. And when she's not hard at work, well, you can find her singing along with Spotify, reading, or hand sewing quilts. Well, welcome, Chris. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping busy moms really create more happiness in their lives. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I can't wait to tell you about it.
And Chris, top of my list always is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own mindset and motivational coaching practice?
Well, it's kind of funny, Wendy. I had actually gotten out of working at all because I'm disabled and I live with my caregivers and their children. And I hadn't planned on doing anything until we had figured out what the heck was going on with my health and been able to fix it.
Okay.
But one of my caregivers was in a bad car accident, totaled the car,
Oh.
shattered his arm, and couldn't work for 6 months.
Oh no.
Somebody had to step up and get some income coming into the house. So I started with click work, answering surveys, training AIs on 17 different ways to say, I want my account balance, please. Things like
Okay.
that. And soon learned that I hated it. My hands hated it more. I've got arthritis in my hands. So I looked for other ways that I could bring in some income and looked at coaching and it just clicked. This was it. This was my thing.
That's great. Yeah, I love that. I mean, it was a tragedy, right, that happened in your household with your caregiver. I mean, nobody wants anything like that to happen, but sometimes these are catalysts, or it provides a wake-up call to, just really stepping in and asking those powerful questions. Not only what I can do, but what do I want to do? What do I love doing? And you went through that series of questions, it sounds like, to where you just landed on this impactful work that you're now doing. Yeah, I love that. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Well, I've had my business for about 5 years. For the first 4 years, we were just dating. I was just dating my business. It was this casual kind of thing, dinner, maybe a movie, home by midnight, that kind of thing. But in the last year, year and a half or so, I married my business. And now it's daily action across social media, daily action on my website, daily action in content creation for my blog and my podcast, making sure that I'm reaching out to potential clients, that I'm following up with past clients that I'm, you know, keeping busy and keeping revenues coming in any way I can think of.
Yeah. Now, so has your vision evolved? Have you always been working with stressed out moms, or did your coaching start with a different type of a, you know, focus?
I originally started with, I'll help anybody.
Right. Somehow I kind of thought that might have been the case.
Yes. And I quickly learned that if you're trying to help anybody, you're going to help nobody, because nobody knows that you're the one.
Yep.
But when I niched down to busy, stressed out moms, then that seemed to click a little bit better.
Yeah. And obviously that's a very specific set of challenges that that person deals with based on the fact that they're managing all sorts of things in their lives. So that does make it much easier to solve their specific, you know, pains and frustrations. So yeah, that's great. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
My health has been the biggest one. I have fibromyalgia. I have arthritis, like I mentioned. I also have what several of my doctors have called, quote, oh, wow, that's really weird. Because nobody's been able to figure out what it is. It's unexplained weakness. You know, 6 years ago, I was in the gym 6 days a week. Now I can't walk 6 feet.
Oh my gosh. That is tough. And
I've also developed muscle spasms that they call pseudo seizures, because it looks like I'm having an epileptic seizure, but I'm not. It's all muscular. It's not neurological. So between all of that, it gets interesting sometimes for me to schedule appointments, to keep appointments, to create content, because I never know from one day to the next, am I going to be able to sit upright today?
Gosh, that has got to be really frustrating, considering, you know, you obviously have this passion to make such a big difference for others. And then, you know, to be dealing with these day by day inconsistencies with your health has just got to be so frustrating. I'm so genuinely sorry to hear of that being a major obstacle to have to overcome. I'm obviously, people are people, and you know, they understand if you have to reschedule, but I can just sense that it's not something that you like to do.
It's really not. I hate doing it. To me, it's like breaking my word, even though I know at the heart of it, it's not, but it still is like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I think obviously the work that you do and the gifts that you bring forward definitely outweigh the inconsistencies maybe that have to occur. But it's just so impressive and inspirational to hear of what, you know, not only have you overcome, but you're continuing on a day-by-day basis of overcoming. It's an ongoing. So yeah, that's huge, Chris. Just tremendous dedication and such compassion and generosity on your part to continue wanting to bring into busy moms' lives this sense of peace, you know. And in fact, you know, you're obviously an expert at helping women manage their role of being a mom in a way that brings them peace and happiness, which is, you know, just so incredible. But I'm curious here, how do you feel about, you know, the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
I do. I used to be in direct sales for about 15 years. So I can sell a product, a set of products, like nobody's business. I was queen of sales of my unit a couple of times on a yearly basis, and that was great. But this is me selling me. And I don't know how to go out and say, hey, would you like to buy two or three of me today?
Right.
A couple of me home with you. It doesn't translate. So I really struggle with finding potential leads, turning them into actual leads, into clients, into fans, into, you know, people who refer to me. I don't know. I know that they're out there. They're hiding from me.
Right, right. And you're definitely not alone there, Chris, because a lot of people feel that same kind of frustration with regard to, you know, you're just, it's like being behind a glass wall. You know, you can see them, they're there, mm-hmm. and you've got this great gift and, like I said, zone of genius, and you know you can make a difference, but yet there's this barrier. It's like, come on in, let's do this. And so it's interesting because previous experience in sales isn't necessarily a strength if it's in a situation where you were selling more transactionally, you know, more mm-hmm. talking features and benefits. Okay, this is the product, these are the features, and this is what the features will do for you. It's like kind of black and white, right? You know, do you want the green one or the yellow one? You know, it's just like, but when it comes to coaching and transformational work, you're helping your ideal client with their mindset. And so that's not necessarily in a container, right? There are a lot of unknowns and moving parts and layers to that, and how to quantify that, how to convey, you know, the outcome in a way that they identify with and say, yeah, Chris, let's work together. This sounds great. And so if I could offer maybe, I'm trying to sift through, there's so much here. I could, like, we could just turn this into the Wendy show, but it's not the Wendy show. It's the Chris show right now. So, so I'll give you one little technique and hopefully that'll move the needle if you'd like.
Absolutely. Please.
All right. Yeah. So what's interesting to do is to create a message that is around one specific challenge in their life. You know, you've got to get real life in your thoughts and almost teleport yourself into their shoes, right? For a moment. And think in terms of mindset and, you know, the bigger work that you do, what's one little component of the work that you do that would help people understand that they could do two or three different things in their approach that are easy to implement and would immediately get a better result, immediately help them with their specific situation. And with the busy mom, I mean, there are so many, right? There's meal planning, there's getting the kids out the door, there's dealing with the homework and stay calm, you know, stay calm when somebody's having a meltdown and just all those, there's just so much there that you can really just laser into and say, okay, this one thing, you know, I can provide illumination and almost a magic wand and help you fix this one little thing. And putting that out there in terms of an opportunity for people to either experience that information through, say, a short video or a quick guide or a cheat sheet, something they can download that speaks to one of their top of mind challenges and starts them coming into your world in a way that is very specific to something that is an urgent need for them. And then, of course, the enrollment conversation is a much more complex, but yet it's very simple in terms of speaking to somebody specifically around discovering what it is that's frustrating, creating those challenges, creating those pressure points in their life, and then matching or aligning the work that you do specifically in a way that solves that. So those were actually several different tips there. I couldn't hold myself back, but like I said, it's the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, I think the one question you had was, how do I bring them into my world and then do this and then do this? And so we've got to start at the starting point, right? So hopefully that gives you a little bit of clarity around just how to start them through that, what I call prospect to client journey. Right? Because that's what it is. It is a journey that they take to start out just, you know, not really knowing about you and the great work that you do through being a prospective client and then end up as a client. And so that gateway comes down to clearly identifying and clearly aligning. So identifying the challenges and clearly identifying a solution and presenting it in a way that, because they are busy, needs to be a quick and easy way for them to implement.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So hopefully that moves the needle for you a little bit. And Because, you know, this work that you do, and in fact, you know, we're right in the middle. Well, I don't say right in the middle. I think we're on the tail end of the pandemic. All right. I'm going to put it out there. We're on the tail end of the pandemic, but it has probably created a lot of stress for your ideal client. Can you share a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Absolutely. It's had a profound impact because in ridiculous numbers, I don't remember the statistics off the top of my head, but moms have been the ones to stay home from work to take care of the kids during homeschooling or distance learning or whatever it is that they're doing.
Right.
While dads stay at work.
Mm-hmm.
And these are moms who love their jobs, who love their careers, who never wanted to be teachers, who never wanted to homeschool. And now they've got all of that just dumped on their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And it's added so many extra layers of stress in all aspects of motherhood, of wifehood, of womanhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know, it's been insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's created some very difficult situations for a lot of moms, like you said, to have that extra layer and not only the financial stress, but just the everybody in the same space and then trying to support the kids as they're now they have an absentee, a remote teacher who mm-hmm. is not there. And so mom is there. Mom is the one. So yeah, I can imagine that the work that you do is so critical through this and continuing forward. Like I said, I know that we're kind of starting to get back into some realms of, you know, classrooms and that kind of thing, but it's still such critical work that you do and such a blessing for busy moms to have access to the technologies that help them with their mindset and motivation so that they can continue to show up as that best version of themselves.
Yes.
Instead of that other version that we don't want. But it crops up when there's lots of stress. So, well, Chris, how do you work with moms, busy moms who want to finally create that life that they love, where they're feeling motivated and positive? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. I basically use the Socratic method. Just asking questions, listening to the answers, asking more questions. A lot of people have said, oh, you gave me such great advice. I didn't give you any advice. I asked questions. Because I don't believe that any advice coming from me would be of any great value. The answers have to come from within you. So I don't give advice. I ask questions. I use active listening at all times, making sure that I know as much about what's going on in my mom's situations as I possibly can. I work basically unscripted, aside from going off of whatever happened in our last meeting and whatever they've turned in for their homework, and just start asking questions and see where things go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, supporting people where they're at is huge, and just being that sounding board, and the answers are within, you know, for all of us. And it's a matter of trusting that and having that guidance to help us really connect with the power that each of us has within ourselves. So yeah, I love that. That is powerful. So, well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
A couple of different ways. I'll give you three different ways. First is the Positivity Powerhouse podcast, which is available wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and one more that I can never remember, but it's really small anyway, so I don't think it matters. Second way is on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/Positivity Power Club. That's my Facebook group for like-minded people, people who have benefited from my coaching, people who want to create a supportive atmosphere for each other. And then finally, my website itself, positivitypowerhouse.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that's the Positivity Powerhouse podcast. And you have this Facebook group as well. So that sounds like it's really would be a great group to be a part of. And that's the Positivity Power Club, correct?
Yes.
And then positivitypowerhouse.com. Is that your website?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Perfect. Yeah, simple enough, very direct. So yeah, I love that. Well, Chris, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here and insights, but if I could tap on you one last time during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
When I first started out in that direct sales company, one of my mentors told a large group of us she was speaking to that the most difficult part of any business was when you were fixing to get going to get ready to get started. And how it was so much easier to just start.
Mm.
I have post-it notes all over my walls with different quotations and affirmations. And one of them right above my head, just to my right, says, "Let it be easy." Mm. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, let it be easy. You're overcomplicating it. If you're stuck, you're overcomplicating it. If you don't know what to do, you're overcomplicating it. Take a step back, pick a direction, and go, because imperfect action is always better than perfect inaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Ah, I love that. And it is so, so valid. And I just, you know, the essence of just keeping it easy, keeping it simple. And if there's something that is, you're feeling stuck, it means you're just simply overcomplicating it. So yeah. That's brilliant. I love that. Thank you, Chris, for sharing that truly golden nugget of wisdom. So, and you know, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from that moment when you had to step into a bigger version of yourself. Okay, you had to like step up and I've got to create some income here, and realizing that, okay, well, just any kind of income isn't probably going to be sustainable here because I can't stand the work I'm doing, and continuing to ask those questions of yourself. What really is my zone of genius? What would I love to do? And coaching landed for you in a way that aligned with such a huge need out there. Busy moms stressing over juggling all the responsibilities of their lives. And, you know, this impactful work that you're now doing, helping stressed out moms manage their mindset and learn how to motivate themselves. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Chris Judd through her website, positivitypowerhouse.com, as well as listen to her podcast, The Positivity Powerhouse, and look for that Facebook group. Request to join that Positivity Power Club. All right. For all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, "Yeah, this sounds great. What's next?" So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Chris Judd. And as always, here's to your success.